Welcome to Wednesday Wisdom. This is a monthly episode where I offer you a deep wedge of wisdom and invite you to an enriched pathway to flourish across any and all areas of life. Now, these episodes are an audio version of my written articles that I've published within my popular LinkedIn newsletter series called What Did You Forget? Now, I called the series What Did You Forget? Because change, transformation, progress, and essentially our reason for being here, to learn, to grow, and to evolve, is not an acquisition of anything new. It's a process of remembering who we already are and the deep wisdom we already have access to. I do also email my monthly Wednesday Wisdom articles to my online community, and I'd love for you to be part of it by signing up to receive my communications at soniabestelich.com. Let's dive into this month's wedge of Wednesday Wisdom. In today's episode of Wednesday Wisdom, I'm sharing with you three transformative ways to rise from the energy of frustration. Yes, we all feel frustration. However, have you ever paused to consider why? For most people, when I ask what's frustrating them, their minds will typically conjure an image of someone in their life, and this could be including themselves, or they'll conjure a circumstance that they have no control over, or a systemic issue at a local and or global level. So I deemed this topic worthy of discussion because too often we don't realize the impact that frustration has on our wellness and potentially on that of others. We forget. So if you find yourself stuck believing the reason for your frustration is caused by someone or something else, know that you are placing yourself in a position of personal disempowerment. Now, isn't that even more frustrating? There's no need to inadvertently store the energy of frustration within yourself. And so my intention today is to empower you to better understand frustration at various and perhaps unconsidered levels, to empower you to know how to healthily process frustration, and to empower you to rise above, release, and evolve from frustration energy. So first up, I'm going to invite you to consider frustration in three different ways. The first way is your mind, both conscious and subconscious. When you have expectations of how someone should act, respond, or behave, and/or expectations of how a scenario should have played out according to your own personal internal rule book and belief system, and this is perhaps at a conscious or subconscious level, it creates what I refer to as energetic threads, where you have attached yourself to a particular outcome, people, or expectations, which in turn causes resistance in your natural flow of life. And this results in, yes, you guessed it, frustration. Now, if you're keen to dig a little deeper when it comes to understanding your expectations, I encourage you to check out my free 4-minute expectations health check, and you'll find that at soniabestelich.com. Now, the second way I'd love for you to consider frustration is from the viewpoint of energy flow. Your wellness is governed by the vital energy flow throughout your body. The energetic frequency of frustration stems from the emotional category of anger. Now, this can stagnate or block vital energy flow. And when energy is not able to move freely, it can manifest as physical or emotional discomfort. And no doubt you've noticed how the energy of frustration affects your body when you're within that energetic context. Many healing practices and wisdom, including traditional Chinese medicine, Identify the liver as the organ that stores and processes anger, including frustration, bitterness, and resentment. Now, the good news is that frustration and other emotions, they're designed to be in motion. So that means you do not need to store frustration. And undoubtedly, you're probably not even aware sometimes that you are. The third viewpoint that I'd love for you to consider frustration is that of the energy or the chakra systems. And sometimes these are also referred to as soul houses. Frustration may be linked to imbalances in the solar plexus chakra. And medically, it's referred to as the celiac plexus. This energy center is associated with personal power and self-will, and it's located between the belly button and the base of the sternum. Now, too often, we inadvertently give our personal power away. So the process of learning daily practices of reclaiming and nurturing your pure personal power becomes an absolute non-negotiable. And if you feel that that is strongly resonating with you, I do invite you to have a listen to the previous month's Wednesday Wisdom episode, or even read the article on my website where I share the number one way in which we surrender our personal power, and I share three proven practices to reclaim it. Now, for those of you who are nurturing career, business, and family, know that weaving the following three transformative practices into your daily life sets the foundation for nurturing a flourishing family. Why? Because your ability to experience frustration with more of a processed and proactive response, it circuit breaks any reactive cycle and risk of escalated emotion and outward blame. And of course, this provides a powerful model for your children to learn from, and it helps them to navigate the pathway of processing their own emotions and developing a positive relationship with the spectrum of emotions that they are wired to experience. And of course, we're wired to experience. Okay, so let's dive into three ways to rise above frustration and to regain vital, flourishing flow. So the first way is to come into your body. Now, this is an immediate response tool that you can start using today. So when experiencing frustration, come into breath awareness and lead your breath within the key areas of your body that are experiencing the energy of frustration. So when you're in that context of frustration, you might feel, you know, a tightening in your chest or a constriction in your throat area. So what you want to do is bring your attention into body, breathe into these areas, squeeze into those areas before releasing the tension with an exhale, and then seeing in your mind's eye and feeling that energy release down through your body and into the earth far beneath you. And you repeat this as many times as you feel you need to, and you feel that energy dissipating. So this really helps you to process, metabolize, and release the energetic frequency, promoting that reinstatement of your vital energetic flow. Now, remember that using your breath as a tool for managing frustration, it's a skill that develops over time with regular practice. So consistency is key to building this response pathway and making it more readily available to you in moments of frustration. Okay, so the second way to respond to the energy of frustration is to let your mind be the observer. Cultivating mindful observer consciousness allows you to step back from the drama of frustrations and observe your thoughts and your emotions so that you become a witness to your frustrations without immediately reacting. So this helps to detangle the energetic threads that you might have inadvertently created, and it allows you to observe with compassion and detachment. It stops the frequency of frustration energy from dominating your consciousness and or being stored. So it ensures that you are intentionally facilitating free-flowing energy. And this creates space for soulful healing and growth. Now, the third way to rise above the energy of frustration is to embrace the soul level lesson. Beyond the physical and energetic, frustration often holds soul level lessons. Now, at the quantum level, everything is interconnected, and our thoughts and emotions contribute to the fabric of reality. This interconnectedness extends to the soul, suggesting that frustration may be a signal for deeper soul work. So what does that mean? It means that we go inwards to understanding the soul level reasons behind the frustration and welcome the healing that needs to come from it. So even if you don't quite understand the deeper reasons, you can silently say to yourself, I welcome the soul healing and learning that needs to come from this. And you can step into a feeling, an experience of gratitude for it. And this really opens a channel for you to accept the communication of that frustration energy as a transformative source, and it transmutes it for soul growth. Now, my work with individuals at this transformative level has gifted me the honor of witnessing incredible positive changes that flow into and across all areas of life. And using a holistic framework fosters not only emotional resilience, but also profound soulful growth. These practices can be a powerful and all-encompassing starting place for you too. Remember that you can choose to let frustration be your gateway to restoring inner harmony for you and potentially for those with whom you share your world. And with that, my intention is for us to flourish together. Thank you for sharing in my Wednesday wisdom. I wish you wisdom each and every day, and invite you to sign up to receiving my Wednesday wisdom articles directly into your inbox. Head over to soniabestelich.com and sign up now. Until next month, I celebrate you and look forward to chatting soon.